Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the webcast Q3 2019 results of the Hypoport AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participants have difficulties hearing this conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone keypad for operator assistance. May I now hand over to Ronald Slabke, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, welcome from my side as well. Hypoport is looking back on a great year, 2019. We continued to digitalize the credit business, the housing business and the insurance business in Germany. We were successful in 2019. And today we are going to give you a quick update on how we proceeded, how the different business models developed through the year 2019 and what's going to happen in 2020. Okay, when I talk about Hypoport, you already know we are talking about a network of independent-run subsidiaries, daughter companies, which are structured along value chains and use the synergies along this value chain to support their business to each other. Major change in 2019 was the acquisition of REM Capital, and with this, the expansion of our credit platform to corporate financing, corporate loans. Beside this, the center of the network is SACE, that's Europace, and with strong support from the private client side with Dr. Klein, the expansion in insurance with Smart InsurTech, and our fast-developing real estate platform. So when we talk about Hypoport and the success in 2019, our goal right now is to grow as fast as possible to, let's say, expand our position in this three industries and gain traction and gain momentum in along the value chain. And so for us, revenue growth is very important right now, and with a 20% revenue growth to 337 million, we achieved our goals in 2019. We expanded in all three industries. You can see this in the breakdown of the segments. In our two core segments, credit platform and private clients, we grew above 20%. The two growth segments with the real estate platform and the insurance platform, we were growing somewhere between 40 and 50%. Exactly the dynamic we wish for our network and for our company to gain market share and control here. In the same moment, we were able to increase our profitability. Our EBIT went up to 33 million, new record, plus 13%. You are aware of this, that we are highly investing to support future growth. And so when we talk about this, we may have a look on the next slide and give you a little bit, for the first time, a detailed update on where we are investing. So major investments go to the credit platform. They are still two key account resources for retail banks and especially the regional savings and cooperative banks, where we invest in manpower. We invest in development resources to scale and further develop modules for the Europace platform. We invest in the development of the funding port platform for corporate loans, and we integrate here with the real estate platform and the services there. Medium investments we did in 2019 in the insurance platform and the real estate platform, especially in the scalability of the business models to adjust the speed of growth of the acquired companies. Investments in humans are required to be able to scale these business models, to integrate IT platforms which we acquired and speed up the development process. And especially in the real estate world, with the still very human-based evaluation, property evaluation services, we invest as well in headcount of evaluators to meet the demand. this all is costly and sums up to 35 million on a group level. So next to our EBIT of 33 million, we had expenditures costs of 35 million for future growth, which are not related to the current revenue and the current profitability in 2019. For 2020, you can expect that this number will increase. We will keep the pace of expanding our positions in this different market and stay in the lead from a technological perspective, but as well from a presence on the consumer side or partner side to grow our role along with value chains. So this investment will guarantee a future growth of Hypoport in the next couple of years. So this we do because we meet an market in general, which was 2019 healthy. The different segments of Hypoport often are related to the housing market in Germany. We still see a strong net migration to Germany. We see an expanding of life expectation in Germany, and the number of single person households increasing. This all leads to 1 to 2 million missing apartments, especially in metropolitan areas. So we have an exceeding demand in this market, which leads to increasing rents and prices. If not the regulation would slow down the construction side, we would see a construction boom in Germany. But because of a highly regulated building market, we have a slow building sector with roughly only 300,000 units delivered every year, something which increased over the last decade, but is still far below this what we saw 20 years ago here in Germany. So we are still ramping up our construction site. So as a result, the property prices increased last year, depending on if you take an average for Germany or just look on the metropolitan areas, somewhere between 5 and 10%. So a strong price increase, which leads to an increased mortgage volume because the number of transactions more or less stayed stable. First short excursus to the current situation. For 2020, we expect still a net migration, still an exceeding demand, and because of the extremely low interest environment, increasing prices for property. So if not, if you are looking for a new home, a new apartment for your family with an interest rate 10 years fixed, far below 1%, it's the best time to buy right now, even when there are some uncertainties in the environment and the, especially the let's say, corona-related industries. We expect for 2020 no slowdown in the number of transactions, and because of the price increase, a small increase in mortgage volume as well. Okay, so back to 2019 and how the different segments managed to grow within an market environment just described. We start, as always, with the credit platform, and there in the center, the Europace system. High focus on mortgages, but as I mentioned earlier, with the acquisition of Ramp Capital, we are heading here in the direction of corporate loans as well. The transaction volume of Europace increased in 2019 by 18% to 68 billion euro, new record. As you see, we saw an increase in pace in growth rate if you compare it with the long time average of 16%. This is a result of investments we did in the last 5 years in key account resources, plus a positive support by the market last year, as mentioned earlier. Especially the housing related product segments of Europace, mortgages and building finances, expanded by 18-19%. This is the major part of the of the marketplace, and this growth rate is by far exceeding the market growth of roughly 9%. So Europace overall was gaining market share. Personal loan, we had a strong year in 2018, a slow start in 2019. Over the quarters, we ramped up the pace, and with this minus 3%, we finished more or less on a quarterly basis equal to the last year. And for 2020, we expect a growth from this product segment as well. When you look on the different segments of the market where advisors are using Europace, we have a strong position from 18 years of history now in the broker segment, where every second transaction is powered by Europace. Mortgage brokers in Germany are still gaining market share, and they're growing in 2019 again. While the largest German mortgage brokers was only growing with the speed of the overall market, so something 8-9%, the advisors and mortgage brokers using Europace were growing faster. You will see this later as well with Dr. Klein, the private client segment. So Europace is outperforming as well the largest mortgage broker here. We understand this as a result of the huge support Europace is giving the brokers for their business. The brokers are gaining market share from bank branches, especially the large private banks reduced their presence in the field. They shut down branches, and supporting this way as well the gain in market share and volume of the brokers. Besides this, a quite stable environment for us with some medium-sized private banks migrating their branches to Europace. The core development for you here in 2019 were the huge speed the regional banks kept migrating to Europace. While the savings banks continued the long-time migration path with a gain of 42%, to Europace, the cooperative banks with Genopace speeded up last year. You can see this pretty well in a direct comparison. While the savings banks were growing on a steady pace in the last 4 years, the cooperative banks were slow in 2017 and 18 still. But together with, supported by a joint venture, we founded in the middle of 2018 together with the largest Bausparkasse in this sector, we were able to gain traction and increase the migration path of Europace in the sector dramatically. 162% plus in transaction volume to 4.3 billion is a huge gain and a nice speed for quite big organizations decentral to migrate in on the technical system. For 2020, we expect both sectors to continue this path with a double-digit growth rate, somewhere in the middle of 40-60%. On the FINMA side and maybe a little bit faster even on the Genopace side, seeing from which speed we are coming here right now. So all in all, this is going to lead to a huge gain in market share in the overall German mortgage market with a volume somewhere around 270 billion in 2020. We see us well positioned in all four sectors for market share gains, and so a double-digit growth of Europace transaction volume overall. So back to 2019, we finished with a record year and a plus of 22% in revenue, 141 million euro, and quite an equal gain in profitability, even when we expanded our investments in key account resources and engineering resources here excessively. Major change in 2020 besides this growth of Europace will be the launch of the corporate finance platform funding port. We expect to pilot it in this year with support in the transaction volume in the year 2021 and following. So, after this first major segment of our group, we are coming to the second traditional important segment, the private client business. Here we operate a franchise system with 200 branches in Germany. It's a business where we generate leads for consumers online, bring them in contact with our local franchisees, and local franchisees are using Europace to advise and hopefully transact the best mortgage available for the consumer. This business was growing as well in 2019. The growth in transaction volume by 14% and to 7.5 billion was faster than the leader of the industry, which were growing only by 8 to 9%. So we are seeing here that we, let's say, keep the pace and follow the leader. And if Dr. Klein is looking to a smaller broker, they grow as well, but they are far behind Dr. Klein. So there are only two major brands here in Germany recognizable by the public when it comes to independent mortgage advice. This growth was based by a 2018 growth of 9% in numbers of advisors. This year we were able to achieve a double-digit growth in advisors again, 13%. This is the base for even faster growth in 2020 when it comes to actions advised by Dr. Klein in the franchise branches. So when we look on the overall numbers, as well as segment with a record year, we closed above 100 million in revenue here, plus 21%. EBIT, a record year as well with 11 million, just 3% above 2018. The reason is that we had some significant investments in ramping up 500 regional banks, which were very successful in digitalizing their business on Europace and wanted to close new mortgage contracts as well with Dr. Klein. Dr. Klein had to invest in closing the necessary general contracts with them, plus digitalization of the lead generation so that we are up to date with the way how consumers are informing themselves and getting in touch with us. Plus some investing as well in the scaling this franchise model. For the near-time future, expect that we continue the growth on top line and in line with this on bottom line, because this investment in especially the key account resources for banks here were well done in 2019 and will not need to continue in 2020 that much. Okay, so now we come to our growth segments. First of this, the real estate platform, where we group multiple platforms around housing. On one side, for the housing industry here in Germany, with Dr. Klein, our portfolio property financing platform, and with FIO, the property management platform, as a software as a service solution, and for the housing-related services of the credit industry, our offerings of valuation under the brand Value AG and the property sales platform, the agent solution for retail banks with FIO here again. So the four segments or these four platforms performed different in 2019 because of the surrounding environment. We start with the financing platform under the brand Dr. Klein. The housing associations are a key to the, let's say, demand for social housing. They are serving a lower third of the market. So when we talk about 1 to 2 million units missing in the metropolitan areas, it's especially the role of these housing associations to deliver this needed living space. Besides this, that it's needed and that it has to be built, the regulation is keeping holding them back. Intensive talks, political talks in Germany about rent control slowed down the development project of this industry. And even when we see an historical low interest environment, this industry is hesitating to invest right now because of the political agenda, especially in the metropolitan areas. So this slowdown in this industry, Dr. Klein felt pretty well, because if they slow down, they are financing less mortgages in their portfolios. And so we saw a slowdown by 12% to 1.7 billion last year. And this is a great interest environment for this industry because housing is delivering very stable cash flow from rents. And the interest rate for this kind of housing associations is somewhere far below 1% for even the 15 years, the fixed interest rate mortgage. And so it's from an economic environment, the best time to act, but from a political environment, it's distracting. So next, our software as a service offerings for housing associations and retail banks. Here we saw a sharp increase in revenue last year, thanks to the gain of market share in the savings and cooperative banking sector and some projects in the housing industry. In general, you could say we are here successful with the integration of these offerings in our network. On the other side, we are still need to transform this business from a license fee and project fee-based business to a marketplace business where we participate in the transaction volume and are aligned with the interests of our partners and clients. So while in a license or project business, you are, let's say, the cost factor for your partners, in a marketplace business, you are the partner because both sides gain revenue and profit when markets goes up or participants are successful. And this transformation is still it still needs to be done, let's say. We started the transformation, but it's still a long way to go to transform these business models with additional services and changing in the contractual structure and the pricing structure and, let's say, keeping all clients, all partners on board. This is something where we will see significant investments in 2020 after already some investments in 2019. So when we talk about investments and growth, last segment here, property valuation. The Value AG is very successful in signing up Europace partners on the banking side for their services. And signing up means banks are using first services of Value AG in their new mortgage process, some valuations of smaller properties, some inspection of smaller properties, or the more complex property part. The Value AG was extremely successful in this, let's say, first phase of acquisition in 2019 and signed up roughly half of the Europace partners for the services. You can see in the strong growth of 62% in the revenue that they were as well successful delivering services to them. But it was a struggle to meet the demand. So in some parts of the year, you can say Value AG was overrun with client demand, and it was even a challenge to keep pace by expanding their workforce and parallel introducing or developing and introducing software support for the business. So this is an investment case here right now. In 2019, we invested heavily, and for 2020, we expect as well to invest heavily to support the strong growth coming from the demand from the Europace platform, and as well using automation to increase profitability of this product supply here. We are here on the way to be the major German player or the dominant player in the valuation market when it comes to evaluating properties for banks. So as a total, the segment was growing by close to 50% to 50 million euros last year, fast speed. The investments in the property evaluation business and the SaaS business decreased the profitability of this segment, but we see a huge future here and lots of potential to be a major part of the housing industry in Germany and deliver a housing platform for all participants in this market. Using our strong position in mortgages, we have a leverage here, plus our competences to build technical solutions for B2B players enables us here a huge growth potential for the next decade. Okay, and our fourth segment, and as well a growth segment, insurance market and smart insurtech. Here we try to do what we did to the mortgage market, to the insurance market, to integrate all participants from the consumer via the advisor to the insurance company, one integrated solution where information seamlessly flow between these three parties. And thanks to the complexity of the insurance market in the perspective of product variety and process complexity, this was not done in Germany, and it is not done. We are the leader when you see the technical functions that we provide. The market accepts us as an independent source of such a platform because we proved to, let's say, be a neutral and independent player in the credit business. And let's say we are growing this position with our partners here. We developed parts of the platform by ourselves and added a programmatic acquisition strategy where we acquired smaller software companies which fitted to this platform or were already integrated to the platform to expand our client base and our control about the engineering skills and the direction of the future software development here. All in all, we acquired 8 companies in this segment and integrated them in the last years, you can say. In 2019, the segment achieved a growth rate of 38%, organic and inorganic. This is in line with our expectation. What we feel is that the sales side, the advisors, are keen on getting technical solutions. They agree that the Smart Insurtech is the right player to do so. They are in talks with us, but still we celebrate every signature, every project that we close. Still, let's say the pace of this industry is below our expectation. It's a complex environment, we understand this, and this is a major decision to migrate your infrastructure to the cloud, to Smart Insurtech. But let's say, if we would be in the need of automation like this industry is, we would act faster. So, as a result, we were able to reduce our loss in this segment to 1.4 million in 2019. For 2020, we expect a neutral profit contribution from the segment and the continued growth with our focus to switching more and more clients and demand to a transaction-based platform model. The pace of the revenue growth will be in 2020 still low, because it takes a lot of time to convince a client, get the signature, do the project, and finally get the revenue out of a transaction model. So after this more detailed view of the four segments, let's come to the summary again. Hardport was growing last year to 337 million, strong growth, expect this to continue, and earning growth in all KPIs as well. This is in line with our long-term development, 20 years of growth. 6 years now of scaling and expansion our business models in these three sectors, a record year on the revenue and profit side, and so another great year of Heidelberg as a very special company here in the German market. So what you can expect from us long term, the same what we did in the last 20 years. We are a growth company. We are focused on double-digit growth on revenue and profitability. In average, we've been growing in the last 5 years 25% on the top line, 33% even on the EBIT line. This is outstanding for a German company, and so it's you can say German Mittelstand meets digitalization, and it's a great joy to be here in charge for so long. We are able to handle this organic growth and combine this even with an inorganic growth. Our programmatic acquisition strategy helped our two growth segments to grow. In the last 5 years, more than a dozen of acquisitions in these two sectors successfully integrated now. Our debt ratio is healthy still, so we have firepower to keep even growing organically, inorganically, besides this organic growth. Last acquisitions we announced last week with ePension, a model for corporate pension support platform, which is a great addition to our smart InsurTech model, where we acquired a 49% share with the right to take over the company in the next 3 years fully and integrate fully. Okay, so after all this information about last year, expect that we continue our growth path in 2020 as well. We expect a revenue between 400 and 440 million euro and an increase in our profitability to something between 35 and 40 million euro. This is in line with what we did the last years. Recognize, please, that in this EBIT, we expect even a higher investment in future growth activities to keep the pace of growing our services industries. So much from my side. I hand back to our moderator for handling the Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our Q&A session. If you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad to enter the queue for the Q&A session. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, before I can take the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad to enter the queue for the Q&A session. Well, it seems that we have no question for the moment, so dear speakers, back to you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, no questions again. No problem. We will meet here again in 2 months when we present our first quarter results. We expect a record quarter again, and I hope you stay healthy until then. So see you soon in the beginning of May. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.
Okay.